There's only one person who can help us now.
But who is this person?
That person is you.
You're the only one that doesn't seem to be with the program.
Who is this person?
You'll all see, because there's only one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
If you want to end real estate taxes in Ohio, do I have a great guest for you? That'll be later on this morning. Also, information about how you can get involved to end real estate taxes in Ohio. Belmont County, more than 1,000 people are complaining to the county about high assessments, and it's we're doing something big here at the these great radio stations, including Big Willie 105.5. I'll give you all of that information. You're going to love my guest later on this morning. Good morning. How you doing? Dimitri live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and you can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. And then the best of encore presentations Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network. Again, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri live and dangerously local is officially the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Great prize packages for you today. George Thorogood and the Destroyers tickets. Yes, I've got them right here. 10th caller is going to win. Write down my phone number and, in fact, add it to your cell phone. Make it one of your favorites. When I ask you to call, you can just click that and boom, you're in like Flynn. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And we're going to be getting to this raging controversy about alleged tow truck ripoffs in the flood zone here in our listening area in Tri-Delphi, especially. There's a tow truck company that fairly or unfairly is being accused of some terrible things, and I've got the latest information for you regarding that. But before we get to that, yesterday we had Jeremy call in. He and his lots and lots of other people were escorting CJ back to St. Clairsville, to Belmont County. And Amanda Wallace is the one who put all this together on the air. I mean, helping me to get in touch with Jeremy is a better way of saying this. And so I asked Amanda, well, how did it go? She said that Jeremy being on the air helped tremendously. CJ got home, deserving of the hero that the homecoming, deserving of the hero that he is. So many people turned out very emotional. She included a number of videos, and thank you so much. Thank you so much to all of our listeners, Big Willie 105.5, for participating in this, for riding along or on the streets, especially on Route 9 there, waving and showing support. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And she is thanking all of you, Amanda is. Thank you for making it happen. Much appreciated. And the funeral is on Friday at 2 p.m. at Toothman's in St. Clairsville. Again, the funeral for CJ is Friday, 2 p.m. at Toothman's in St. Clairsville. Amanda Wallace, very special lady, and Jeremy and everyone, thank you. Thank you for everything that you did for this poor guy, for CJ. All right, next. Nelson Croft, Ohio County Sheriff, posted this. I don't know if you had a chance to hear about this, but this is what he posted. The body of a female has been located near Clarington, Ohio, in the Ohio River. We do not have a positive identification, and this may take a few days. I have notified the family of Sandra Parsons. We all are patiently waiting for a positive identification. Please be mindful and respectful of the family's grief and uncertainty. We do not want to have anyone in the public draw conclusions too soon. Please keep the rumors to yourself during this incredible time of uncertainty for the family. They've been personally notified before this post of the discovery. The family, along with the Ohio County First Responder family, are patiently waiting for a positive identification of this person. Please keep the Parson family in your thoughts and prayers during this incredibly difficult waiting period. Thank you all who have showed up and helped and offered kind words. Nelson Croft, Ohio County Sheriff. So that is the latest with that, and we wish everyone the best. Take it a day at a time. Take it an hour at a time if you have to. So that's the latest with that. Again, later on this morning, not much later on, we'll be giving away a prize package, a pair of tickets to George Thorogood and the Destroyers. They're going to be at the Capitol Theater on Saturday, the 28th. And your chance to win is just minutes away. Again, our phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you've won anything here on Big Willie 105.5 in the past 30 days, you are not eligible. We got to give other people a chance to participate, to be part of this. And again, later on this morning, very special guest, Elaine Cross, is going to be joining us, Axe Ohio Real Estate Taxes. And she is leading a drive throughout the Buckeye State to end real estate taxes in Ohio. This is especially important in Belmont County. More than 1,000 people complaining and filing official forms saying, hey, taxes, the appraisal was way too high. This radio station, in fact, all the radio stations with the Ohio Midland News Group is organizing a petition drive, and we're going to have people set up in several of our radio facilities in Belmont County and in Jefferson County to help you with the petition signatures so we can get this on the ballot as a constitutional amendment to end real estate taxes in Ohio. Stop taxing my home. Simple concept. It's about time somebody did it. Ohio's going to be the first in the nation with this. The first in the nation. Every state has real estate taxes. Ohio's going to be the first in the nation if we are successful, and we're doing everything that we can here, Big Willie 105.5. And, of course, it's going to be up to you and all of our other listeners to sign the petitions, take action, but we can be the first in the nation to end real estate taxation on our property. Stop taxing my home. That's my very special guest for you coming up in just a bit. Now, if you did not hear yesterday's show, first, shame on you. You missed some incredible radio. I talked about the Middle Creek Garage in Tri-Delphia. Now, full disclosure, I never heard of this place before a couple days ago. I have no axe to grind with them. I have not done any business with them. I just don't know them. The only reason I was aware of the Middle Creek Garage, a towing company, is because of the number of complaints that were on a Facebook post. Many people complaining, and again, I don't know if these complaints are true or not. There's no way for me to know. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. What the hell do I know what actually happened and didn't happen? So all I can tell you is, based on the complaints on the Facebook posts, there were a lot of them, an awful lot of them. There were allegations that the Middle Creek Garage was charging people just to get into their cars to pull out valuables, the cars that had been towed, that had been rescued, if you will, and the people were very, very, very upset. And what that wasn't about the towing. Because you got to pay someone. It's like, okay, your car got towed. You got to pay the tow company. I have no problem with that. I mean, my God, they're in business. I get that. But the complaints were that people were not allowed to get into their cars to get their valuables unless they paid an exorbitant fee. And there were a lot of people who were making these accusations. And again, they're just accusations. I don't know if any of them are true or not. How on earth would I? So I reached out, I did reach out to the Middle Creek Garage, sent a message on Facebook using Facebook Messenger, saying essentially, hey, we want to get your side. You know, we're hearing all this stuff. You know, would you let us know what you know, what's really going on here. There may be a simple explanation. You know, it may have been a merry mix-up. It may have been insurance issues. Yeah, who the hell knows? And I know that the Middle Creek Garage did get my message on Messenger because it responded with an automatic message saying, essentially, yeah, we got your message. Hi, thanks, you know, whatever. All right, fine. Then next thing I know, I was blocked. I couldn't access Middle Street Garage on Facebook. So that was like a big red flag. No response to my request for information to find out what the truth is. I don't know what the truth is. But I'm also not only an annoying talk show host, I'm also an investigative journalist. And I need facts. And I need to know all the facts before I can figure out who is wearing the white hat, who's wearing the black hat, or who's not wearing a hat. I don't know. So I didn't get a response, and then I was blocked, and then I was really pissed. And I said essentially, yesterday I said essentially this. I don't know what the facts are. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I'm going to have a frog in my throat today. I don't know what the facts are. I admit this freely. I tried to get the facts from the Middle Creek Garage. And this is how I was treated. I don't know that they're guilty of anything. But yesterday, they sure were acting guilty. And I just thought that was bizarre. And yet, I still did not want to accuse them of anything, including, by the way, one of my, actually several listeners reached out to me either during yesterday's live stream of the show. By the way, you can see the show, although there's really nothing to see. There's nothing to see. But if you want to actually see the show, you can see it every day, Facebook, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, because that's when I'm live. You can see it on Facebook. I do a Facebook live stream on Big Willie 105.5, also on the Dimitri profile page, my profile page. And make sure it's the right one, because they have fakes every once in a while. I'm the one that has more than 7,000 followers. Yeah, a lot. And my views on with my Facebook live stream are in the thousands. I'll never understand why anybody watches. I really don't understand why you're watching. But you do, and I appreciate it greatly. Truly, I do. So, I did not want to make any statements about Middle Creek Garage being in the wrong or whatever, because, again, I didn't know. They're certainly acting guilty, but that doesn't mean they are. That just might mean that they're just inept when it comes to dealing with you know, controversy and challenges and whatever. I get that. So here's what I did. I reached out to someone who I trust greatly. I'm not going to tell you his name or her name. But this person, I trust. This person knows the market there, knows the players, knows everything. And I spoke to this person yesterday afternoon saying, here's my experience with the Middle Creek Garage. This is what, give me one second here. I had this here somewhere. Where the hell did I put this now? All right. This was my experience. And so this trusted person said, I'll reach out to them and get the answers and get back to you. All right. So later on in the day, I get a phone call. And the answer was this, that it was essentially a big mix-up, big misunderstanding, that if anybody claims that they were charged to get into their cars, then the Middle Creek Garage company would make good on that, and that they're going to post a statement to that effect on their Facebook page or something like that, or their website. Okay. And I said, well, can they come on and actually say this? Because I think it's really important. It has to come from them. And I was told, no, they're too busy. They don't want to do this. All right, fine. So I said, would you be willing to come on and tell our listeners what you did and what you were told? And my source said, yeah, sure. So I booked my source for 7 o'clock this morning in this first segment. I get a text around 6 o'clock this morning, and I'll tell you what the text reads right after this short break.